You've been sitting at your desk, slaving away at this report since morning broke, barely having paused to eat. The day's already over for me, so I'm just leaning against the doorframe in the corner of your eye, watching you work. You have this cute little frown you do when you're really focused on something. Your lips pressed together and your eyebrows scrunched up. But I can also see how tense your shoulders are, how low your eyelids are drooping, how much your hands shake with each key press. And what kind of mistress would I be if I didn't help you relax after a long day's work? You barely notice me walk up to the side of your desk. You're too stuck in the flow of working. But I snap you out of it by rolling your chair back and gently guiding your chin up as my eyes lock with yours. When you're sitting down, I tower over you, my body blocking out the screen you were so intensely focused on, making sure you can't look at anything else but me. You've done plenty today, I murmur sweetly, still cradling your chin in my palm. It's time for me to take care of you, okay? You hesitate just for a moment. You know there's still work to be done, but you don't want to say no to me, do you? You nod, but before you can say anything in response, I swoop in, tenderly planting my lips on yours. One hand caresses your cheek while the other one holds the back of your head in place, preventing you from moving away from my sweet kisses. Not that you'd want to, anyway. You let me guide you, just enjoying the feeling of my warm, full lips pressed against yours. Feeling me sit in your lap, straddling your thighs, those warm waves of pleasure radiating out from your lips and down your neck, and moving up your hips. Those two waves of warmth meet in your chest with an electric tingling sensation as you feel your heart beating faster against your ribcage. You loop your arms under mine, pulling me closer into the embrace. Your forearms crisscross my back to hold my shoulders, but it's still me guiding the motions, shuffling my legs forward so our bellies are pressed together, holding your head in both my hands pressing into you. I supply the rhythm, allowing you just a moment to breathe before I push against you again, sucking on your lips, gently rubbing against your chest. You feel that intense, tingling heat in your chest begin to spread down your ribs, down your stomach, down your hips, pooling between your legs. You begin to moan into me ever so softly, opening your mouth, giving me that little bit of extra access. I chuckle a little. You're so cute when you moan for me like that. Without warning, I pull back, keeping your head in place with my hands and locking my eyes with yours again. You don't try to push in for another kiss, no matter how much you might want one. Letting me guide you feels too good. The hand holding the back of your head begins wrapping your hair around my fingers. I'm not quite pulling yet. I'm just letting you feel that I have a firm hold on you. My other hand drifts down, down, down your neck, down your chest, down your belly. But it doesn't go between your legs. Oh, no. I'm saving that for later. My hand slips under the hem of your shirt, gripping your waist ever so gently. And as you feel my fingers wrapping around your side, you feel my other hand begin to pull your hair back. Slowly, agonizingly slowly. But my hands are completely inexorable. You couldn't stop them even if you wanted to. My eyes are still locked with yours, barely blinking. You feel your breath start to come in gasps and pants, trying to lean back in for another kiss, but as soon as you start to resist, I give your hair a firm yank, forcing your head backwards and sideways, never breaking eye contact. You are not in control here. You feel my fingers slipping up your abdomen, crawling, pinching ever so slightly as they inch up, agonizingly slowly. I can feel your heart racing under my palm, your breaths coming quick and fast, but you make no other noise. I haven't given you permission to make noise, so you stay quiet like the good sub you are. I pull your hair slowly, gently, but unstoppably, back and to the side, exposing the side of your neck. I keep my eyes locked with yours, and you would never look away from my beautiful eyes right now. It feels like it's been hours, but it can't have been more than a few minutes. Finally, you feel my hand on your chest, kneading your flesh with the heel of my hand as your head's almost gone as far back as it can without breaking eye contact. Finally, you feel my hand on your chest, kneading your flesh with the heel of my hand as your head's gone almost as far back as it can without breaking eye contact. My fingertips trace around the edge of your nipple, teasing you, not quite touching. It's so close. My fingers are so warm, so inviting. It would be so easy for me to grab it and force a moan from your chest. But I don't. Not yet. I lean in, finally breaking eye contact. But you still feel my weight on your thighs. You still feel my hands in your hair, on your chest. You feel my lips almost brush your ear, and then I whisper, so quietly, directly into it. You feel my words more than hear them. My words are as sweet as honey, quiet as a mouse, deep as the ocean. Tell me why I should give you what you want. You gasp, almost moaning, trying desperately to speak coherently. Please, more. I'll do anything, please. You feel my chuckle shake your body slightly, sending another bolt of pleasure through your chest, your stomach, electrifying that place between your legs. Anything. Such a sweet, generous little sub. I love it when you beg me like this. But who are you begging, little sub? And you know what you have to say. You know there's one word, one beautiful word which could give you what you want. One word, and you're mine. Mine's a pleasure, or torment, and you'll love it. Please, mistress. And with that one word, you feel me lean in and bite that wonderful bit of smooth, exposed flesh on the side of your neck, seizing your nipple between my fingers and driving a long, sweet moan from your chest. Your body is on fire as I press against your neck, partly biting, partly sucking, partly kissing. A jolt of pleasure burns through your chest every time I roll your nipple between my fingertips. You buck against me, craving, needing, begging for more, and I give you 10 times more than you'd ever hoped for. Such a good sub. Such a craving, wanting, needing little sub. The world is far away. It's not important to you anymore. The room is gone. It's just you, me, and the pleasure filling your every pore. I tease you. I deny you. I play with your body and you love every second of it. Eventually, though, I detach myself from your neck and nipple. You almost whine at the pleasure being taken away. But you catch my devilish smirk before you do. So, which part should I play with next?